You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This guy said, hey guys, longtime listener here. I have a situation that I could only share with you guys. I live in a condo. Pretty much all of our neighbors are much older, retired. Last night, my girlfriend and I were enjoying a Andy Green style salad.
Oh, okay. So weed, I'm guessing, is what that tree is.
Okay, yes. I thought they were like tossing salad.
I was like, salad, RJ, but it, like I'm entering all
Andy
the
Andy Green.
I'm like, well, did I ever say that I'm an RJ guy or something? What do they mean by that?
Don't knock it, Andy.
No, I guess he meant weed.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he said one thing led to another, as you'd expect. It went on for a long time, though, and parts kind of dried up a bit, causing a bit of friction. Afterward, we kind of were joking around about it in the shower, then we went to bed. Here's where it gets weird. We went to leave this morning, which was Easter Day. There was an Easter basket out our front door from the neighbors.
Oh, no.
Thought it was all cute.
A little bit of lube in there.
Put some lubrication in
it. When we get in the car, though, we notice something.
Condoms.
You guys got it. In amongst the candy, a bottle of lube.
What?
Water-based.
From one of your older neighbors?
Yes.
That's right. I heard everything.
It was, there it is. He sent us pictures of it. Brand new in the box. In no way was it accidentally placed there. The thing is, I've never been able to hear the neighbors at all. And where we were, they shouldn't have been able to hear us. My girlfriend says I just need to plain out ask them about it. But I'm not sure what to do.
Oh, you don't. No.
A highly inappropriate neighbor gift.
It's awful.
And you can see the old person note they left, too, in the other picture, right? Happy Easter, you guys, from... They blacked out the name.
Mm. The rest of the Easter gift, I'd be super thrilled with getting.
Like, look, they got Reese's Pieces, Almond Joy, Marshmallow Eggs.
That's classy. Yeah.
They got all sorts of delicious Easter treats in there, but also premium water-based personal lubricant.
So they heard them, though, complaining that it was dry, obviously.
Don't you think?
They had to. I mean, that's not...
They connected the right next door, these people?
I don't know, unless they were in the shower and the noise carried through.
You're in the
sometimes,
shower,
I remember
hear.
In my old place, I could hear through the vent, you know, with a...
Oh, yeah.
A fan.
So they're pounding
like
each other.
Someone's farting his ass off every morning and stuff. It was the worst.
My old apartment, you could hear everyone in the bathroom, too. Oh,
so when they were in the shower talking about it, maybe that's when the neighbor heard them.
I got him some lube because I heard that she's drier now.
Still strange.
Drier in the desert. He's just pounding away like sandpaper.
There's still 3/4 of it left. I didn't get around to using all of it.
Luckily, I've been dry for 20 years.
Dry as the desert.
It's a
Is
weird
it
gift.
A mistaken, nice old person gesture?
I don't think so. It's a total perv move.
You think
guys.
It's a perv move?
It's a perv move. It's a total perv move.
I was hoping there's still some kindness in the world, and it was just misdirected.
Now, I will say this. I don't know a single guy in the world that writes like that.
No, that's
so it's
a lady.
From a woman.
It's from a woman.
Mm-hmm. Still inappropriate, whether or not. You know, it's a perv move. It's still...
Yeah.
You can't give neighbors lube. You can't.
No.
There's no situation where it's okay to give neighbors lube.
Unless
you're swinging.
Yeah.
Even if you're friends, I wouldn't want to get lube from my friends.
Exactly. But or you have like a joke or you... I don't know.
Yeah.
You have a different relationship. We hear a lot of people have different relationships than we do.
Right. Like if James gave Chuck an Easter basket with lube in it, it would be...
It'd normal. Be fine.
Right.
Chocolate flavor too.
Or especially if, like, I told
them?
A story or
of
something.
Course,
you know, you tell a story about needing lube or something like that, and then, like, one of you guys is like,
got you some lube.
Got you lube, idiot. You know what I mean? That's different than your neighbor hearing you have sex, listening so close that they're like, oh, she's dry.
You're
going to
catch a gift.
Yeah, there you go,
thanks
Dave.
For the loop,
He'll
James.
Use it. He'll use
that
it.
Is
tons of back door.
Size there.
Yeah,
that's
a lot. You won't run out for a
it's
long
greasy.
Time.
Well, yeah.
Has it been opened? It must have been opened at some point. It's a wee bit greasy.
Who knows what happens in here when we're not around?
That's enough lube to last you 2 lifetimes.
Depending on
look at the
how
size
much
of
action
it.
You get,
that's
I guess.
True, I guess.
I was going to say, like, honestly, give me
some
just
are drier than others.
Yeah, I guess, right?
Some are drier than others.
These guys are just silly. Don't last that long.
Yeah.
And you're fine.
Jeez. I do think I got some lube on myself.
That's amazing. Yeah. Dave's lube.
You need me to bring a towel, Dave? Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't hear you never say that again.
Oops, I think I got some lube on myself. Yeah.
You just said that.
I did.
But it's true.
It's going to be hard to do a broadcast today since Dave's all looped up.
Slipping all over the place.
Woo! Whoa!
Jeez.
Hey, all right.
Dave.
Chuck's throwing everything all over the place.
Luby Dave.
Whoa! Oh, call me Luby Dave. That's not a nickname I want.
Luby Dave.
Luby Dave. So, does he talk to the old folks about this?
No. You ignore it.
And act weird.
Time to move.
You move out.
I'm with you, Elise.
That's a bit extreme. Time to move.
I listen to you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Night. Andy wants to move for less reasons. His neighbor drinks beer with fruit in it.
Yeah, I know. I hate that guy.
Lube basket.
Exactly.
Voice-changing technology. Mm. We got the lube getter on the line. So you got the lube.
You got the lube. You got the lube.
It does get a little bit more weird because the couple that they gave it to us, the guy was outside when we left and we thanked him for it before we saw it. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're welcome. Like, I don't even think he knew.
Oh, he didn't know.
It's definitely his wife that gave it to us.
Yeah, so it definitely looks like old lady writing on the note that she sent you. Happy Easter, you guys, from blank and blank.
How old?
They are probably late 50s, maybe early 60s.
Okay.
That's
the dry zone.
When you guys were in the shower talking about how the bits kind of dried up during your banging, do you think there was any way they could have heard that through their vent in their shower?
I guess it's possible. I have no other explanation for it.
Do you ever hear them in the bathroom or anyone? Can you hear the
neighbors? I've never heard anyone else.
No?
Yeah.
So it was a coincidence, maybe?
Yeah, but this is a thing.
Why would
do they have
it?
One of those glasses up against the wall?
That's what I think. They're eavesdropping.
I don't know. They probably got the Whisper 3000, and you can hear anything with that thing attached to you.
Well, if they're listening, they definitely got a show, so.
Yeah. Have you been friendly with these old folks before or not?
You know, I got the condo from a family member. I've known these folks pretty much my whole life.
Oh, that makes it even weirder.
Yeah, that's worse, I think.
It's like a family member giving you lube.
It's terrible.
It couldn't have been...
Yeah, we've never been close or anything, but...
It couldn't have been just a coincidence that the lube's in there the next day, like they had already planned, weirdly enough, to give it to you?
No.
We're definitely hoping that it's just a coincidence at this point.
Yeah.
But even then, even if they did, if they fill all their Easter baskets with lube, it's still bizarre. It's still weird.
It's real weird.
Just want to make sure
I've been waiting for one of my neighbors to come out and see if they got an Easter basket with odd things in it, too, but I haven't seen anyone yet.
Okay, and final question. Does this couple look like they're up to stuff? Are they, do they look like they're swingers, or they look like they're into some crazy business?
I never thought about it that way, but... they've always been very odd, so I guess it would be possible.
Yeah.
Could they be trying to lure you and your wife into their little bedroom games?
Anything's possible.
I guess anything's possible, but I'll pass.
Yeah. What do you do? Should he return the lube and say, thanks, but no thanks?
No, it's like nothing happened.
Yeah,
nothing happened.
We're definitely going to use it.
Yeah, I guess
it to good use, especially if her bits sound dry as the desert.
Yeah, Lube pounds it.
They're not normally, but you know what? There's other fun you can have with that.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess.
Not all the bits.
All right, so I guess bottom line is you avoid these perverts and you just go about your day until something else happens.
Sounds good to me.
All right, dude. Thanks for sharing. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
I bet the lady that gave the lube is wild.
She is.
She's like, listen, I'm just between us girls here. I heard that your badge is pretty dry. No.
So, how's your ass?
That means your ass is even worse.
So, I bet it's dry.
This is a fine product.
My guy Pink socked me the other day.
True. Goddamn Viagra.
Goodness
gracious.
Like a jackhammer.
Last thing I want is a basket from my neighbors with lube in it.
I guess even if I was making a joke, because I know you guys are banging. I hear you guys banging. Lube wouldn't have been my go-to joke.
Right.
Like, no. I might have thrown some condoms in there.
It's funny. It's the same brand of lube that James has. Yeah.
It's a big-time lube?
The Wet brand.
Oh. A good name.
Dave's actually going to take that home. You watch.
Yeah, no,
keep your eyes on it. Yep. Keep your eyes on it. He realized how slick his hands are right now.
Maybe I should bring the lube out of there.
You should.
I touched the lube again and then drop the F.
Yeah. No, almost did.
I wasn't going to take any chance.
No fluff.
It was close enough.
They call him Slippery Dave.
Yeah.
Yep. Slipping, sliding all over.
Dave's still on vacation.
Yeah.
Take that. Thank you, James.
Looks like they were getting ready. They're off to their Easter festivities, and they're in the car. And she's opening it up, yeah, and she's going through it. Oh, nice. And then comes across the wet, water-based, premium lubricant.
From their old
neighbors. This is great. There's some Almond Joys and some Rin.
Yeah, I'd be, like, so excited. I wouldn't see the lube yet, because my little fat me would be like, oh, geez, I can't wait. Delicious chocolate. So nice. My neighbors are so nice. Like, my neighbor brings over stuff all the time. They make these awesome cookies, the best cookies you'll ever have in your life, and, like, get little things for the kids. Like, that's what you want.
Well, outside of that, it's super sweet gesture.
That's a nice basket.
Right? They spent, like, at least $10 on this Easter basket for these guys, which is really nice. But that lube, how much is that lube? Like, that ain't probably cheap, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think the lube, you're going to run, you know, if we're price is right in this basket.
Yeah, we are.
I bet that lube run you about $8.99.
Okay, I was going to go $12.99, so that's too much.
I was going to go $14.99. But I don't know lube prices.
$8.99 is right. It's not the same kind.
No, but there
is an
exact standard lube price.
Yeah,
this is it.
Mm-hmm.
How much?
They're not going to tell you
on the
site.
Price. Okay, I can get it on Amazon. It is.
Oh,
it's only $4.50.
It's very cheap.
That's for a little.
That's for the little one. That's for one fluid ounce.
If 5 fluid ounces, $7.99.
How much?
Oh my God!
How much was the size they got?
5 fluid ounces.
3.1.
Oh, so they got, so it's like a $4 bottle.
$7.95.
It's not that crazy.
No, $7.95. Why well, not just get the 5?
You get the 5 for 4 cents.
The 5's on sale for $7.99.
You get the 5 for 4 cents.
It's an Easter special.
Go ahead and order that for James.
Okay.
Yes. You signed into his.
I'll subscribe and save so he gets it every month.
Yeah.
Perfect. My girlfriend's gonna be like, why do we have all these bottles of lube?
Dave signed us up.
Yeah, work stuff. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, super weird, and I guess you just can't address it with them because neighbors shouldn't be giving you lube.
Just let the universe have that one.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, we've heard stories a few times from workers that have to enter people's homes. And all sorts of craziness happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They get hit on. There's nudity. There's all sorts of stuff. We haven't heard it from the homeowner's perspective of the creepy people that have entered their home. Hopefully that's the minority, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully these people are entering more creepy homes than it is creepy people entering homes.
Right.
But the story that's making news this morning is out of Colorado, where a Dish Network technician is facing felony charges for hugging a customer too tightly.
Hugging?
Hugging.
Why are you hugging?
Don't hug.
Don't hug.
It's not professional.
No hugging allowed.
No.
Yeah.
The story from KDVR.
If I don't get hugged, I complain.
Do you? If you don't, okay, hug Chuck next time you have to work in his house. KDVR-TV has this woman's story.
Karen Lowe says it was early April when Dish Network sent subcontractor David Novinsky to her home for repair work. At first, Lowe says
everything was fine. I didn't have any inclination that there was going to be anything wrong.
But when it was time for Novinsky to leave,
I walked over to see him out. And he proceeded to turn and put me in a bear hug.
This 70-year-old former sheriff's deputy says she was terrified.
At that point, I didn't know whether I was going to be raped, thrown down on the floor. He had me pinned, my arms and chest, and it hurt.
Lost tells us she pushed Novinsky away.
He let go, And I said, you need to leave.
But Lost explains Novinsky waited a while, apologizing before leaving. He later was arrested by deputies and charged with first-degree criminal trespass and negligent bodily injury to an at-risk person.
Frankly, one of the strangest cases I've ever seen.
Attorney Mike McCullough represents David Novinsky.
Upon leaving, he gave her a three-second hug, and then he left.
McCullough says his client is someone who generally gives hugs. He also says when Lost first called Novinsky's boss to complain, she never said she was injured.
Now he's unemployed, and in my view, because somebody didn't take the necessary steps to complete investigation on this.
Lost says she's physically okay now, but she suffers emotionally and has been concerned for her safety.
He scared me.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep for 2 or 3 days after that, and I'm still not sleeping well. He knows where I live.
McCullough tells us he's prepared to fight these felonies.
I can't believe that George Brockler, who is the elected DA in the 18th Judicial District, wants to prosecute people that give people a hug.
A protective order has been issued ordering Novinsky to stay away from Lost.
Well, there's more to it, right, Lise?
Yeah. That's weak defense.
What do you think? There's just more to him?
It wasn't just a 3 second hug. Mm. This guy's not all there.
I don't think he's all there.
He's not all there. You can't be that way he is.
You can't hug people in their homes. Like, you can't, as a worker entering someone's home,
you can't
just hug people when you leave. I understand there are people like that in the world. There are huggers.
Yeah, but if I came over and violently, but like bear hug, like squeezed you for 3 full seconds, time is longer than people like realize. Saying 3 seconds doesn't feel like...
Yeah, and 3 seconds in a bear hug you don't want to be in as an eternity.
Yeah, it is. You know? Most people, if they hug, it's like a hug. You know, it's like an arm tap.
Little tap. Hey.
Arm tap.
Glad I could help you today.
An embrace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 3 seconds is an embrace, which is way too creepy for your dish guy to give you.
Very creepy.
Have you ever had a creepy worker in your house? And when did you realize things were going wrong? 1-855-954-6969. We'll take a few quick calls. We're off to Tampa now with Scott. Scott, have you had a creepy worker in your place?
Yeah, we had a guy come to paint an addition. And we're getting ready to go out and get takeout Chinese. And we're like, hey, man, it's late. Do you want us to grab you something? He's like, absolutely. Hey, can I use your bathroom? Absolutely, go ahead. And all of a sudden, my wife and I are sitting in the kitchen, and we hear the friggin' shower turn on.
What?
Pardon me?
And he just proceeded to take a shower, come out like nothing happened.
So, like,
you can't shower here,
you
dude.
Said he could use the bathroom, Dave.
Oh, please.
I guess we got to be specific. Lisa would call the police.
Wow,
she's
not in her shower.
She got in her shower.
There's a man showering here.
Did you confront him?
Dude, it was the craziest thing I ever seen, because I didn't even know what to say to him.
No, I don't even know what you say. Honestly, I don't know what you say. It's already done.
Did he come out? He came out dressed, though, right? Like, he didn't just come out in a towel or anything.
No. Like he was ready to go to dinner. And I was like, man, we're just going to get takeout.
Oh, my God. He thought you were inviting him to dinner with you.
Oh.
So he freshened up.
Wow.
That's even weirder.
Wow. Yeah, I'll go to dinner with y'all.
Yeah.
Let me do my makeup. I'm going to have to doll up a bit. I'm going to hop in the shower and get my hair slicked back. I'll put on a like nice gold chain. It'll be good.
Yeah.
You got a button up I can borrow?
Hey, I found some of your clothes. I just threw them on.
I'm wearing your underwear.
I had none on.
Yeah, that was my work day. Skivvies. Nothing.
Threw those out.
I did a load of laundry.
You want us to grab you some Chinese?
Yeah, I'll go shower up. We'll go do that. We'll have break some bread.
Why not? Washed all my clothes in your laundry machine. Can you switch those to the dryer while I take a quick shower?
He just moves in.
Yeah.
Never
I'll
leaves.
Go to dinner with y'all. Sure, why not? I did. Went ahead and put a sheets on that spare bed of yours so that I don't dirty them up when I sleep here.
Fire up that
Netflix. I'll make some popcorn.
I went ahead and set up a new password that we all know.
We did it all. It's fine. I've been downloading all kinds of things.
Yeah, so our painter just moved in with us. It's super weird, you guys. He just came to paint. We can't get him to leave.
I like that he showered up for dinner.
Yeah, I'm coming to dinner.
Then they like ask him, so like, when are you going to finish painting? He goes, oh, I don't paint for friends anymore. You know, we're friends now.
We're friends. That is business. I don't mix the two.
I know a guy. I do know a guy.
I'm so glad y'all wanted to take me out to dinner.
So nice of you guys. Glad we're friends.
You sure I'm not a third wheel?
Someone said, had the pool guy go out behind my shed and drop a deuce, but I caught him.
You caught him. Oh,
Saint Dave.
Saint Dave.
What the hell? Saint Dave, I had to poop. I didn't want to soil your beautiful outdoor bathroom.
You can't poop on my lawn?
Saint Dave, I was going to pick it up.
Come on, dude. What's the problem here?
What is the big deal? Your pool is a spotless.
You're pooping on my lawn. Everybody, calm down. Everybody, poops.
James makes a good point. Can't even imagine getting caught mid poop by a homeowner.
No. I'm like mid pitching off a loaf, and Dave comes around the corner. This is not what it looks like.
You have to stay.
I know.
It
looks like I'm pooping.
Down.
But
you have to stay down.
Can you just give me a minute to compose myself?
Yeah.
You gotta stay down.
You have to stay down. You can't pop up.
Like, oh man. Just the thought.
Shake your name!
Squatting right in mid-deuce, and Dave turns the corner. I'm using the pool sweeper thing to get the bugs off the top for balance, you know, like a trapeze artist.
Yeah.
That's nothing I ever want to see.
I mean, I'm in a vulnerable position.
I'm so red-faced, Senior Dave.
I've had a lot of people use the bathroom, no problem, right? I'm hoping you're not going to poop, because I think that's etiquette.
You gotta pee. They'll poop.
I'm hoping you're not pooping, whatever.
I'd rather
you poop in my toilet than on my lawn or behind my shed.
Yes.
Well, behind your shed, so peaceful.
I'm sure it
comforting.
Is. But I don't want to smell that when
Oh, man.
Comes down towards me. Someone said, I worked with a guy painting houses in the Florida Keys. There's a community called Ocean Reef. A ton of rich people live there. Anyway, so we're painting Kathy Lee Gifford's house. We're working in her bathroom. This dude goes into her huge shower and finds a pubic hair by the drain. He grabs it, barehanded, holds it up and yelled, dude, it's Kathy Lee's pubic hair.
Oh my God.
Then he pulls off the plastic around his cigarette pack. And puts it inside there and keeps it.
Like it's a keepsake.
Effing weirdo.
Oh my. Kathy Lee's pubes!
This here is the pubic hair of one Kathy Lee Gifford.
I'll be honest, I mean, I bought some on eBay. I did. I bought some on eBay.
Come one, come all. See the mystical red pubic hair straight from the delta of Kathy Lee Gifford herself.
Do the carpets match the drapes?
Find out.
Pay
the $5.
Yes. Come on. Look into the box.
He's like a carnival act.
Yeah, exactly. For $5, you can peer into this box.
Have you stared at greatness? You haven't until you've seen the pubic hair of Kathy Lee Gifford straight from her immaculate palatial shower.
Right from the drain.
Not the treasure that you want to...
No. Put it in a cigarette selfie.
How long you think Kathy Lee's pubes are?
Apparently pretty long.
And strong. They don't just go down the drain. They're long.
Drain couldn't get it.
I see your problem here, Kathy Lee. This drain is done clogged up with all your pubes.
You have dance pubes. There we go.
Whoa. Whole string full of them.
That is a lot of your pubic hair.
Kathy Lee, you don't mind if I keep a few of these. Start a traveling show. Go around country.
Traveling show.
Kind of like a gypsy, and just for $5, I let people stare into a box just full of your pubes. Trip. What do you think, Kathy Lee?
This year, the Texas State Fair, the Gravitron, the Zipper, and Kathy Lee's pubes.
Yeah.
Mysterious. Wise.
Are they curly? Are they straight?
See for yourself. They're over yonder. Evan from Northville is up next. Hi, Evan. Good morning, dude.
Hey, what's up, guys? Penis balls.
Balls.
Actually, side note, I used to be a window salesman. You'd be surprised by the number of people that would let us in. I have some weird stories about that, but another time. But about a while back, I was in 7th or 8th grade, back when GTA 5 came out. We had an exterminator come out to do some work. We had a bad spider infestation. And this exterminator, I'm playing GTA. This guy comes up to me. He goes, hey, you know, you can pick up prostitutes, right? And I'm like, oh, for sure. And he comes up, you know that thing in, like, movies where a guy will put his arm around a girl to show her how to play pool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did that with the controller for a good 5 minutes.
Oh.
Stranger danger, no, stranger danger.
No.
Yeah. 7th or 8th grade, too. All right. It's been great talking to you guys.
All right. See you, man.
That's when you call to report.
Yeah.
That's when you call to report.
You know, you can do a lot in these games. Jeez, I don't really like this.
No.
I don't really like this. I'm uncomfortable.
It's just...
you want to know how to get hookers, horrible. Kid?
I horrible. Think you'd get some stars if you were actually in Grand Theft Auto for what you're doing right now.
Yep.
Yikes. He shouldn't be doing that.
No.
You can't touch my kid.
No.
Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi. What happened?
So I was working overnights at the time, and I lived in an apartment. So I had just gotten home from an overnight shift, and I had asked the apartment manager, we had agreed on certain days that he would send someone in to fix the bathroom. And this was not one of those days because I was going to be sleeping. So I was asleep, not wearing a lot of clothes in my apartment alone, and my husband was at work. And I woke up to a sound in my bathroom that was attached to my bedroom, so the master bathroom. And I was so freaked out. I got up and quickly put some clothes on, walked into the bathroom and found a man with long gray hair, no teeth, in a jumpsuit. And we both screamed when we saw each other.
Sorry.
You gave me quite a fright.
What was the guy? Who was this dude?
How did he get in?
I asked him how he got in because we were on a first floor apartment, but there was a safety lock, right, that you can't open from the outside. And I was like, how did you get in here if the safety lock is on? And he said, we came in through the balcony.
Oh.
The balcony.
Oh, my God.
Fire escaped.
I climbed in.
You're nude and this old guy's in your bathroom?
Sorry?
You're nude and this old guy's in your bathroom and that's where you encounter him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was nude sleeping during the day because I just worked all night, and I heard a noise. I got up, and I threw some clothes on, and I opened the door, and there was that man with long hair and no teeth and a jumpsuit.
Long hair, no teeth, and a jumpsuit.
The jumpsuit. Is.
I figured the jumpsuit would tie my legs together. I really wanted to look like a serial killer.
It's all I have. Just that.
It's from the Jason collection.
Kind of a Michael Myers thing.
Hey, that's I wear that on Tuesday. I basically dress only like movie serial killers. I got a clown costume.
No teeth.
Not a tooth in me.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Time to dig up your old clock radio because it turns out it was way better at waking you up than that horrible alarm sound on your phone. According to a new study out of Australia, when you wake up to music instead of an alarm, it can get you out of bed faster, help you feel less sluggish, and more alert.
Oh, man, I disagree. Okay.
There's actually two songs in particular.
Staying Alive.
Hey, it is not Staying Alive, your personal favorite, Chuck. I don't know. This song, to me, would put me in a very bad mood. But they say this song will make you wake up at your best.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
I don't mind it. I know Lisa hates it.
I hate it.
I hate it too. Why do I?
I don't like it either.
I love it.
I have malice in my heart from it. I don't know why.
My uncle used to listen to the Beach Boys every single time I was with them. So I think I just got totally sick of them. So it wouldn't be. But they say like a catchy, upbeat melody. That's the best example of it. That'll put you in a good mood. The other one you may like a bit better. It's by The Cure. close to me, a song like this. Also,
I'd wake up to this.
Yeah.
Like this wouldn't wake me up. I'd just be in a, like a dream. Just dance along.
It's Andy's dream.
A field
boom.
Made of candy.
I went out of this. Now, every time I hear this song, I'm going to think of an Andy dream.
I'm riding on a griffin.
An Andy dream.
We're
talking to eight. No!
I tell you so.
Damn you, the cure!
The last time I tried this, which was waking up to music, I had set it up, and I think it ended up playing like a U2 song, and it just morphed into my dream. I was on the Memphis Belle with Bono.
Of course you were.
And he was like Harry Connick Jr.
Crooning
away, and I was like, wow, this is great. Too bad we're going to war.
A peek into Chuck's sexual fantasies.
It was crazy. And then I finally woke up, and I was like, oh, that's what's going on.
Yeah,
but
so you knew you couldn't do that.
No, because I don't know how many songs I listened to.
Oh.
You know?
Just kept going and going.
That's happened to me before, too.
It doesn't wake me
up. Where the songs become embedded in my whatever's going on. So you got to be careful. But those kind of songs with upbeat melodies like that are the ones that work the best if you're going to wake up to music.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.